Patient's name is Jacqueline Hernandez. First name Jacqueline. Date, last name is Hernandez. Date of birth is 8/15/2012. Date of service 5/30/2022. History of present illness. This 9-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of bilateral earache. She states that it did start with the left ear, but now right ear is hurting worse. Mom states that at the end of the school year, they did have some water events, and she possibly could have gotten the pain from that. Allergies, no, no, drug allergies, current denies medical history, just seasonal allergies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 123/73, heart rate 107, respiratory 16, temp 98.3, O2 98, she weighs 102 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-T. Her mucous fibroids are voice pupils pearl. She does have erythema to both external ear canals. Tympanic membranes are both slightly irritated. Mild erythema. And she does have some trachea pain. No erythema to the posterior pharynx. Neck negative JVD. Normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, tachycardia. Respirations even in labor. Clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Bowel sound times 4. Extremities normal range of motion. No edema. Neuro ANO times 4. Gait steady. Skin swollen dry. No rash. No lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, bilateral otitis externa. Patient will be given a prescription of antibiotic ear drops as well as some Bromfed, because mom says that she does have a slight cough. I'm going to go ahead and give a prescription of antibiotic oral liquid, and I told mom to hold that, but if in 3 to 4 days she still feels really bad or her condition starts to worse, I do want her to begin that ear drop since this has been going on for so long. Mom does understand and she agrees with this plan of care, but if she does begin to get worse, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.